Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up? Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, 6:22, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Is this too much time for you for sports, or is this...
No, I got some good stories this morning.
All right, well, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products, so... When you have a lot of sports to talk about and you're parched afterwards, well, guess what? You can quench that thirst.
There you go.
Wet that throat.
Big day in sports.
All right, buddy, go for it.
Not really. I don't know why I said that, but here we go. Starting off with basketball. Reports swirling yesterday. The United States made an offer to Russia that involved the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner. It seems that the U.S. would be willing to give Russians the infamous Merchant of Death arms dealer Victor Bout in exchange for Griner and another American held over there. His name's Paul Whelan. While it would be great to get Griner back after this whole mess, it's clearly more about global politics more than it is about sports or anything. It's just wild. Like I get these stories, and we've brought them a couple times, you know, through this whole ordeal and this whole mess. But man, I just guess I really didn't realize that. Okay, yeah, we're just going to hold this person hostage. Isn't it for a weed pen?
I think it was a weed pen or not even just the full pen. It might have just been the cartridges, like a vape pen
something like that.
Yeah.
And now they're just using her. I didn't even know about the guy, Paul Whelan. He's been over there stuck too. Could you imagine that?
That's not where I want to be in jail. No. I mean, out of all the places to be in jail, Sweden sounds pretty good. Some of those, sissier European countries. Russia? Nah. No, thank you.
Yeah, let's get that. Let's get her back. We need Griner back.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the update on that whole ordeal right there. Formula One, moving on. Racing vehicles around and around. Elaborate courses. Wait, what?
What are you doing?
Racing vehicles around.
You having a stroke? What's going on over there?
Whoever wrote this doesn't know how to. Anyway. Vehicles in Formula One might get a little bit better for the environment by the end of the decade. Formula One says that they are developing a 100% sustainable fuel for their cars. You have it in full use by 2026. If the sustainable fuel is successful, F1 would try to make it available outside their races in hopes of reducing emissions around the globe, especially in areas where electric vehicles won't be feasible for quite some time. So when they say 100% sustainable, does that mean zero emissions?
I honestly don't know. And instead of making up some ridiculous statement because I don't know what I'm talking about, I'm not sure. Or does sustainable...
I mean, how does that even work? I mean, you got to put something into the car and it's got to catch on fire and it's got to go somewhere. It's interesting.
I mean, or maybe it's just something that... They can
very,
continue
very
to
low emissions,
low emissions, right. or they can continue to make and use with very little impact.
Maybe something to look into, you know.
Well,
anyway,
basically, if it's sustainable, I think it doesn't have long term negative effects.
Okay.
Like they can, and so if it's this fuel, unlike, fossil fuels where we're at right now with that. So this must just be low emissions, doesn't do a lot of damage making it.
And we need to get some of that fuel over there to China. Seems like they have a lot of problems with emissions.
Yeah, a little
bit. You can't even have a sunny day over there, for cripe's sake.
That's more, I think, the factories. I mean, granted, because those little Toyotas don't do too bad, right? Those are pretty good, whatever they make over there. But, no, that's the factories. But, again, if you can make a sustainable fuel run anything else, I mean, that might not be bad.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Saying we're slowly killing the planet.
Look, I do my part. I cut apart my soda pop rings, all right, so the turtles don't get caught in them, all right?
Those are straws. That's straws. You don't want any straws in turtles' noses.
The fishes are the ones that you get caught in the soda pop rings. That's what it is. So I'm doing my part. I don't know about
you. That's how you sleep at night, huh?
That's right.
Oh, I cut the rings today, so sleeping good.
I did my part as I hop in my big, horribly fuel inefficient truck, and you know.
Yep. There you go. Anyway, F1 doing things, man. It's pretty cool.
I like it, man.
Moving on, pro football. It's training camps open. Las Vegas bookmakers have locked down their latest odds for the upcoming season. BetMGM has Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen as the favorite for NFL MVP at plus 700. Tampa Bay Buccaneers Tom Brady and Kansas City Chiefs Patrick Mahomes right behind at plus 800. Super Bowl odds mirror the MVP odds with the Bills at plus 600 and the Bucs at plus 750.
So you're telling me, hold on a sec. Yeah. After that glorious photo of Aaron Rodgers was released.
That your Green Bay Packers are nowhere near to be seen in that?
Are you kidding me?
Just saying.
Cameron Aaron Rodgers Poe, all right, should be number one across the board.
Aaron Rodgers. No, he's not even up there. He's like negative 500.
You know, to be honest, though, with all of this, I was Aaron, back-to-back MVP, which I don't think what they're putting out there is ridiculous. Obviously, Josh Allen, the Bills, a force to be reckoned with, should have beat the Chiefs. That came down to a coin flip right. And should have been in the Super Bowl. Now, would the outcome of the Super Bowl any different? Who knows at this point? But I think with the Packers losing Devontae Adams and some other key players, I don't know if they're going to be as much of a threat, even with returning two-time MVP back-to-back Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Now, what do you think about the Chiefs still being up there, even after their kind of their poor finish?
Here's the thing with the Chiefs is they've been exposed. You could deal with the Chiefs. They're beatable, but still they're so explosive.
Yeah.
It's like they're always going to be good, but they have their bad days.
Yeah.
And now we all know that they can have a bad day, and we know how to beat the Chiefs is to make Patrick Mahomes scramble around in the pocket as much as you can.
Because the guy's so good on his feet, you know, that's age. Maybe that's just inexperience. That you give him, 10 seasons in the NFL, maybe that won't be.
That's the thing, too, man. NFL, not for long. That's what it stands for. And if you're a quarterback scrambling your entire career, odds are, chances are, something's going to happen at some point. I'm not wishing that upon anybody, but there's a reason Tom is still playing at 55 years old or however old he is, because he doesn't get touched. Well, he doesn't scramble.
And I think he get burnt out, too. I think you get burnt out. Either you leave the team because you're tired of them not doing, which is, again, surprising that Rodgers has not left the Packers, because not getting the proper tools to make his job easier. That's what I think. If you look at anything with what Tom Brady has done, you got to give a chunk of credit to the organization for surrounding him and making his job easier. He's obviously he's obviously a talented quarterback. So if you make a talented quarterback's job easier, forget there about it. That's how you get 7 rings. Did you see that?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's speaking of making your job easier, you see the Bucs picked up Julio Jones?
Exactly. I was just going to get to that. Making it easier. God. Another star receiver hoping that they can get a bit of Tom Brady's fountain of youth. Julio Jones signed a 1-year deal with the Bucs. 33-year-old was named 7 Pro Bowls and 5 All-Pro teams during his 10th season.
So it was a pipe dream for the Packers, but there were some rumblings that the Packers were on the table, and I'm like, oh, please, God, yes. Can we just do something? But no, the Bucs. Again.
Nope. Tom Brady said, hey, I want you. And he's like, okay.
Yeah. God.
Tom Brady is just, he's a recruit.
Yeah.
He's a coach, quarterback, / recruit, / like father figure.
Well, you know, that ups your odds of getting to the Super Bowl. I don't know how much, because it's still the hardest thing to achieve in sports. Is make it to the Super Bowl.
Here's why it's exciting for somebody like me who likes the Bucs and Tom Brady, is it's only a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, let's play.
Yeah.
Like, you got 1 year. You got one shot at this. Let's go for it.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
It's exactly what they're doing when they're signing one-year deals.
If any team can take anything away from what the Patriots did or what the Bucs are doing, and I don't want to see, like, these – because then you're getting into the NBA territory where it gets boring. where it's like, okay, you're just
super teams.
Super teams. But I don't think you can do that in football. I don't think
it's not as easy as you could do it in basketball.
Yeah, okay. Sure. You can definitely build super teams. The Bucks did it last year, and look what happened. You know what I mean? Right. And now they're continuing to do it. Like, oh, Julio Jones, yeah, he's got some age on him, but the guy is an amazing athlete. Well, let's bring him on. Let's give another target to a guy like Tom Brady. Like, Jesus. I mean, what?
It's got to be kind of annoying as a fan of any other team.
Oh, yeah. Because you just look at your team and you're like, what the hell are you guys doing? What are you doing?
Can we recruit somebody? Yeah. So, yeah, Devontae's gone for the pack. Who replaced him?
We got Alan Lazard, who's a young guy who's worked his way up. But he's no – Devontae was, I think, the number one receiver in the NFL last year with overall numbers. And that was even with having a couple injury games. So we lost the receiver number one, and our replacement program is just some younger receivers that we've been building up. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Deion Sanders signs a one-year deal to the Green Bay.
Oh, my God, I'd lose my mind. Yeah, let's get him out there, man. Let's get him out there. Prime time, baby. Let's do it. Let's do it. Anyway,
there you go. This a little bit of sports this morning there for you. So.
Man, we polished that turd all right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 106.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. You know, dude.
They're doing Shark Week, Jackass crew.
Oh, really?
Is that already happened, or is that this week?
Nah, Shark Week is this week. Sharks in the water. Don't you remember Monday's report? Sharks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In the
Steve-O putting that hook through his cheek.
Oh, dude, I do remember. Oh, my God. Oh.
It's some wild things, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Jackass crew have done some things.
Yeah.
Can you imagine growing up with those?
No, it sounds awful. It sounds painful. Sounds very, very painful.
That's what they say every time they film a movie.
Yeah.
You just kind of always walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
Because you know something's going to happen. You just don't know what, when, where.
Yeah. That's not the kind of life I want to live right there. You know, that's not it.
Like, even in interviews, like, you can see him, like, they're sitting in the chair. Like, there's one where Wee Man, he's, like, sitting in the chair, but he's looking around.
Yeah.
He's like, something's going to happen right now. Like, I can feel it.
Always covering your junk and everything. Yes, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Anyway, well, look, Hunter, I know you've been talking about this. You've been wanting to let everyone know about a run-in you had at the golf course. You want to tell us about your golf course?
Yeah, hit the sounder. Get into sports, and we'll get to it.
Oh, you want to start? Okay, gotcha. Perfect. So that's a legit sports story. Here we go.
There you go.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So even if you run into a Karen at the golf course, at least you got some tasty Bud.
First story in sports this morning. Karen is in your sports. So I'm just going to give you a little personal story from golfing the other day. I'm not going to tell you where I was golfing, but it was around here. It's a nice course.
Yeah.
Very nice course. In the pro shop, getting checked in. There's like two teenagers at the desk. Mm-hmm. You know, probably here from college, doing their summer job.
Yeah. Making a few bucks.
Yeah, making a few extra bucks. You know, I'm doing the deed. Out there working. Like, not most of you. Karen comes into the pro shop, and she like storms into the door. And I'm in between Karen and the two teenagers at the desk. And she looks over at the teenagers and says, hey, do you guys have waters on the golf cart? On the golf carts? Do you have waters on the golf carts? Or did you get rid of those two? Do you have waters on the golf carts? Or did you get rid of those two? And like they both thought, I look at her. I look at the teenagers. I look at her again. And, like, the teenagers is kind of dumbfounded, you know? They don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Like, I don't own this place. I don't know. I didn't even know we had waters on the golf carts. Poor teenagers. And they're like, no, I'm sorry. I guess we stopped doing that. Ha! Slams the door, storms out. So I look at it. I'm like, well, that's a crappy way to ask a question. Except I didn't say crappy.
Yeah.
I used a different word.
An adult word.
The teenagers started laughing, and they were having a good time after that because I kind of, you know, lightened the situation.
Yeah, you broke the tension there.
What is going on here?
After this lady who had the audacity to
go. You know what pisses me off about the whole thing? It's golf. All right, it's already a little snooty around the place.
Yeah.
All right, you're always pretentious.
Yeah.
There's people there that are a little,
taking a little too serious.
You need a little dose of reality.
Yeah.
And then you got this lady coming and bitching.
Do you have any waters on the golf course? Yeah. Golf cart? You get rid of those two.
Or did you get rid of those two?
You are the worst.
See,
the worst kind of person.
The problem is too, and you experience firsthand, is unfortunately that lady has gone through her whole life never being told to shut up.
Just,
all right,
just shut up.
To watch her attitude.
Why do you talk to people like that?
Because there is at some point in time in her upbringing, whatever it may be, she
rolled up in her Land Rover, probably.
She was allowed to get away and act like that, and it's just progressed into adulthood, into where she's at now. And
pisses me off.
The problem is in this society, and you guys were right there, right? Instead of, you know, these young teenagers or even you speaking up, you were so dumbfounded that you didn't even know what to say. You were just like,
just sit there and think
so
for a second.
Then
like,
she
no,
goes about thinking, instead of you guys looking her dead in the eye and going, hey, why don't you mind your manners and, right, you know, watch your tone? Now she
listen
thinks,
here,
yeah, listen here. Yeah, she hasn't been told off because in society, most of us don't know how to handle that because that's not how you're supposed to act in society.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And here's the worst part, too, Hunter, is you're right. She probably hopped back in that Range Rover that her husband bought, went to brunch with her girlfriends because she doesn't need to work, and then complained about it and told him how she told all of her other rich, annoying girlfriends about how she told off these poor teenagers who don't own the golf course, who are just
there.
You
know,
they
don't have waters in the carts anymore.
Could you believe it? Well, don't worry. I gave them a piece of my mind. Oh, good for you, Karen. You tell them off. And it's like, you stop.
I wanted to send a Pro V over her head so bad, bro.
Into her head. Just put her down for a little bit, man.
In the noggin.
Just right in the noggin. Let her wake up and go, oh, my
just,
God.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just the way she said it. And, like, she knew that there were no waters in there. She knew she wasn't going to get waters in there. She just wanted to say something.
At what point in your life do you get to a golf course? You are taking time to go to play a sport, and you look at the golf cart. There's no water bottle, and you snap. That's what's going to put you over the edge.
Yeah. Not to mention she walked like she had a stick in her butt.
I wish you would have been like, you know what, miss? Here's the dollar so you can buy your water. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Just leave. Just go. Just go. Leave. We don't need you here.
I'm getting to the point in life where I need to reset my brain into telling people off that act like that because first, am I going to say, was she boomer age? Was she like?
Oh, yeah. She was probably, for sure. She was an older lady.
Look, boomers, there's a lot of you that are great out there. All right. There's a lot of you boomers that I love you dearly. I do. But there's a handful of you, a large majority that for some reason, I don't know if your parents didn't, you know, slap you around enough or something. Yep. You weren't told no enough in life. But my God.
You're lucky I'm not in office because there'd be a choke out law. It will be legal. If you're a bitch, if you're a Karen, you better not have anybody behind you.
Or a Kyle. If you're a Karen or a Kyle, you're getting put down. You should be. The problem is when there's no.
Half Nelson, you're going to sleep for a little bit.
There's no ramifications for you acting like a piece of trash. You know? Then you just keep it and you get worse. You get worse as time goes on. Because
it's like the old Bill Burr too. It's like you wake up from that, and you it's like a dose of reality. You wake up clear-headed. What happened?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, and there should be then like a dossier pinned to your shirt, which explains why you got choked out. Yep. Well, let's see. On this date at this time, you aggressively opened a door and yelled at some teenagers about not having a free water in your golf cart. And then you slam the door. That's why we choked you out. That's why you're lying here on the ground right now.
That's why you woke up all confused. That look is just
happened?
I better not do that again. I don't like this feeling.
Maybe I should act like a decent human being to other human beings. That's a
there
thought.
You go. Good night.
I love it.
So there you go. That's my rant. Sports.
Well, I'm sorry you had to deal with the Karen at the golf course. See, golf courses are happy places. It's where you go to drink beer and whack golf balls and have a good time. Not deal with Karen. Did she have a visor? Was she wearing a visor?
You know what? Yes, she was. She definitely was.
A visor and maybe like a pink polo. And did she have the golf skirt on?
She was kind of. She just. You just looked at this person. You were like, ugh.
You just know. They just got that constant frown. Like, they're just always ready to yell at lower management or just people that. She'd never do that to a manager. No, she wouldn't do it to someone on. No, she does it to someone she knows that won't talk back. That's the problem. Yeah. Well, guess what? We're going to start talking back, Karen.
We're going to start talking back. Brock, you and I are to that age where it's like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't really care anymore.
I kind of did it the other day, but I had my daughter with me, and some guys were at Dunham's, and it's literally a five-pace walk to take your cart back, and they just left the cart right there. So I kind of I whistled and pointed at the cart, which I didn't want to get into some altercation, you know, with my daughter there. But it's still, though,
you'll get shot.
But that's the other two people being, oh, she told me to put my shopping cart away. Pow! It's like, all right, okay. Yeah. You just stop being a piece of trash. I don't know.
Yeah. Do your part in society. It's not
right
hard.
Down the tubes.
Don't be a bitch about it.
Right down the tubes.
Yeah. All right, one sports story, just so we can say we did something in sports. Talk about pro football, man. Training camps open. That's right. Las Vegas bookmakers locked down their latest odds for the upcoming season. BetMGM has Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen as a favorite for NFL MVP at plus 700, which is surprising to me. Tampa Bay Buccaneers Tom Brady and Kansas City Chiefs Patrick Mahomes right behind at plus 800. Super Bowl odds, merely MVP odds. Bills at plus 600, Bucks at plus 750.
So the two-time reigning MVP, what? They don't think he's going to be a three-peat?
I guess he's not even in the
That's insane.
In the mix?
That's insane. And I'm not just saying that as a Packers fan, but don't you think he'd at least be in the hunt? I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless you can't win it 3 years in a row.
Listening to the old Dan Patrick show the other day, and they're talking about good NFL teams this year. And really, if you look at it as a broad, they're really only a good handful of good teams. Like, teams where you're like, okay, they're definitely going to be contending.
Yeah.
And then you look at some of the poor teams, and there's a lot of them. But just like we say, man, any given Sunday, anything can happen.
Yeah.
Anybody can be the MVP, and anybody can make it to the Super Bowl. All professionals out there. I can't wait. I can't wait for football.
I know, dude. I'm excited. I know that means that winter is right around the corner, but I am excited because your sports reports for the last, like, 2 months have been just
garbage. it's like Charlie Brown's mom or the teacher or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, how many weeks away?
Well, training camp started, September, right? September is a preseason?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So we're not far, man.
Here we go. NFL action.
Don't be balls deep in snow. So,
you Green Bay Packers are going down. That's right. Lions are going to beat them.
I know who's going down. I don't even need to say it.
Anyway, there you go. That's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.